Today's shiur from Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Dalet. We will begin today's shiur on Daf Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, on the third line from the beginning, the top of the Amud, with the words, V'akate mi boile letome sho'ochal bosa kodesh lifnei zrika. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha on Reish Lakish. We learned yesterday that Reish Lakish learns from the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga two halachas. In the beginning of Parshas Hazriya, it says regarding a Yoledes, who is Tmeo, says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, she should not touch Kodesh. Reish Lakish learns from that, that comes to teach me that any Tomei Shinoga B'Kodesh gets Malkus. If a Tomei is Metame Kodshim, then that Tomei gets Malkus. Reish Lakish also learns out of that Pasuk that the Pasuk serves as an Azhora for the one who eats Kodshim B'Tumas Aguf. We know that the Torah tells us in several places, three to be precise, in Parshas Tzav two times and in Parshas Emma one time, that if someone eats kachim betumas aguf, that means if a person is tomei and he eats kachim, he's going to be chayiv koras. However, the Torah does not give us a mefurish hazhara, does not give us a pasuk that we can obviously relate to as a warning to this chayiv krisis. And the klal is an unchim elim kein mazhirin, there has to be an hazhara. So the Gemara searches where is the hazhara for achilas kachim betumas aguf. Says Reish Lakish, we learn it out of this very same pasuk, b'chol kodesh lo siga. And Reish Lakish says that the basic pshat of this pasuk, b'chol kodesh lo siga, is really for the azhara of achilas kochim betumas haguf. That the pasuk al pi pshat is not talking about negiya, the metame kochim, but it's talking about achilas kochim betumas haguf. And the reason is, as the Gemara explained, because he makes a hekish of Kodesh L'Migdosh, since in the Sefer of that Pasuk it says, V'la Migdosh Lo Sovo, and since in the connection with Bias Migdosh Betumas Aguf, there is a Chi of Koros, so in the beginning of that Pasuk it said, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, as Reish Lakish, it also talks about, it also refers to an Isur, where on which there is a Chi of Koros, and that can only be Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, but not Negias, not touching Kochim, and being Metamek Kochim. It must be Achilas Kochim. Therefore, when he says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, the Pasuk basically means you shouldn't eat Kochim Betumas Aguf, and from here we have the Azhora, the warning for the Chayv Krisis, which is Mefurish in the Torah in several places. Nevertheless, says Reish Lakish, that we can also learn the Isur of Nogea B'Kodesh, Tomesh and Noga B'Kodesh to being Metamek Kochim with the touching, because the Pasuk Sof Kol Sof expresses itself with the Lashon B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Since the Torah used the Lashon of Lo Siga, we also learn the second din, which is that Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh gets Malkus. However, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Reish Lakish and says, Bichlal, the whole Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga does not talk about being Metame Kochim at all. It's talking about Terumma. So he says the whole Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga has nothing to do with being Metame Kochim or the Azhara of Achilas Kochim B'tumas Aguf. And he learns it has applies totally to the Indian of Terumma. So consequently, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is no Malkus for someone who is no Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh. You do not get Malkus for that, since the whole Pasuk refers to Terumma, so that we have no Pasuk to tell us that Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh is like it. However, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that a person who eats Kochim Betumas Aguf, there's a Chayiv Koros, the Chayiv Krisis, and the question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where is the Azhora for this Isur on Chayiv Krisis of Achilles Kochim Betumas Aguf? Says Rabbi Yochanan, he learns like Tony Baldula, who learns it out from Exeter Shova of the words Oy to Moser Bo. In Parshas Chukas, in connection with B.S. Migdosh, Betumas Aguf. That means someone who comes into the Beis Hamikdash Betumas Aguf. It says, "Kol anageya b'meis b'nevesh adam asher yomus lo yischato es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichus anevesh ahim Yisrael ki mei nidolo zerakolov tomeiya oy to masabo." It says that someone who comes into the Beis Hamikdash into the Elmei Betumas Aguf, he is going to be chayiv koris, and the words oy to masa bo are used. And then it also says in Parshas Tzav, it says va'nefesh ashtoich al basa mizevach hashlom asher Hashem to masa olof, There it's talking about someone who eats kachim and he is tamei. Then the tumasa alav, if the tumah is on him, the nichasa nevashahim yamel, he gets chayv kol. So we have a zeir shova of the word the tumasa in this parsha and tumasa in that parsha, and the two parshas can be compared together, just yep. Like in the parsha's chukas, where we talk about the isur of coming to the Beis Hamikdash with tumas aguv, bias mikdash with tumas aguv. There it says chayv kolos. And also, in connection with that chayiv koros, we know that there is a lav. There is an azhorah that's a very mefurish, that's very explicit in the Torah of Elo Yitamus Machanehem, that Tmeim should not be metam of the Samikdash by entering into it. The azhorah is very clear in connection with Bias Mikdash Betumas Aguv. So we take the Gzeirah Shova of it, Otum Osobo, and we take it over to our Parsha of Tzav, where it talks about Achilas Kosher Betumas Aguv, and there it also uses the word Betumasoy Elov. So we have a Gzeirah Shova Tumaso to Tumaso to tell me, just like in the Parsha of Chukas and Bias Mikdash Betumas Aguf, there is an Einish and there is an Azhorah that comes together with an Einish, a punishment together with the warning. So over here in the Issa of Achilas Kotcher Metumas Aguf, even though that there is no Mefurish, there is no Azhorah Mefureshes, nevertheless through the Gzeirah Shova we'll learn that we'll also have an Azhorah. The Azhorah is borrowed from the Abias Kotcher Metumas Aguf. Just like over there there is an Azhorah, so over here we will also have an Azhorah through the koyach of the Gzeirah Shova. Al Kaponi, getting back to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that we know the Azhorah from this pasuk b'chol kodesh losiga. Losiga means achila, that you're not supposed to eat kachim b'tumas haguf. Ask the Gemara, the Akate, how can Reish Lakish use this pasuk b'chol kodesh losiga to tell me that the Azhorah used as a warning against eating kachim b'tumas haguf? You need that pasuk to tell me the din concerning a tomei, someone who's tomei b'tumas aguv, that I had kachim before the zrika. Now, in order to understand this kasha, we have to refer to a Gemara Menachos and Daf Chofei Omid Beis. The Gemara Menachos tells me as follows: that the whole din that a person is chayv koros ba'achilas kachim b'tumas aguv is only after the Zrikas Adon. How do we know it? We learn it out from a pasuk, because in the Parsha Tzav, Perek Zayin, where it talks about the Isa Achilas Kotchim Betumas Aguf, there is a word which introduces the pasuk that Isa. It says, V'haboso kol toho yochal boso, that those who are not tomei can eat boso kotchim. And then it goes on to Pasuk Chof and it says, but v'anefesh asher tochal boso mizavach shlomim asher Hashem v'tumaso alof. But a person who is tomei and he eats kachim, then the nichus ha'nefesh ahim mi'amel, that person is chayiv kos. Darshins the Gemara abraise in Meseches Menachos Daf Chavei Amidays, that yochol, I would think you chayovim olav mishum tuma, that your person would be chayiv kos for achilas kachim mituma lifnei zrikas domim, even before the dam was sprinkled. Talmud loyma kol toho yochal boso v'hanefesh asher tochal boso, and then comes the chayiv kos. From which we learned, Hanita l'tahirim, chayovim olav mishum tuma. If that meat which is permitted for people who are not tameim, on that meat, a person who was tamei, if he ate it, is going to be chayiv kos. But she'enita l'tahirim, but if it wasn't even permitted to tahirim, if we couldn't say kol toham yochal boso, then ain chayovim olav mishum tuma, then there's going to be no chiyuv on the person who is tamei, who eats it betumas haguf. If the pasuk, two psukim are put together to teach me that. So the whole din of chayiv krisis and achilas kachim betumas haguf is only after it's going to be mutar ba'achila to someone who's not tamei. In other words, after the zrika domen, we know that the zrika is a matir, permits the kachim to be eaten. Before the zrika domen, you may not eat kachim. So only after that time will there be a chayiv krisus on a tome who ate this kachim, the tumas aguf. And this is agreed to by everybody. There's no machlokus about this matter. So the question now is on Reish Lakish. How can Reish Lakish tell me that Rabbi Chol Kodesh Lo Siga comes to teach me that that's an Azhorah v'achilas kachim betumas haguf? We see that Reish Lakish learns from this pasuk even a bigger chiddush. He tells me the din that Tomei she'ochal basar kodesh lifnei zrika is also going to be chai. Where do we know that? The Idmat we learned. Tomei she'ochal basar kodesh lifnei zrika. Tomei who ate kochim before zrika. Reishlokish amal loikem. Rabbi Yechon amal ein aloikem. Reishlokish says you get malchus for it. And Rabbi Yechon says you don't get malchus for it. Let's understand. Everybody agrees that kodesh you wouldn't get for this. Because eating kosher with tumas aguf before zrika, that's very clear in the Gemara Menachos, you'll never be chayiv koros for that. However, the question is, will it be also mitam aylav? Will there be an iser to eat kosher with tumas aguf before zrika? Reish Lakish says you get malchus, and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. Reish Lakish omer loike, why? Because for that we have an azhara b'chol kodesh l'siga. He quotes this mosik. B'chol kodesh l'siga tells me that you can't eat kochim b'tumas aguf even before zrika. Lo ishna lifnei zrika, lo ishna l'acha zrika. He doubts that this mosik teaches me that it's usher both before zrika and even after zrika. Rabbi Yochanan omer ein loike. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says you don't get malchus. Because very poshut, kidatoni baldala. Because his whole basis for the adhora of achilas kochim tumas aguf stems from the gzera shovev tumasa tumasa. That toni baldala taught him. That achi tumasa tumasa. Vichi kosev ahu lachazrika. That the whole gzera shovev is based upon the fact that we compare achilas kochim tumas aguf. There's a chi of kores. So also with achilas kochim b'tumas aguf, there's a chiv kos. And just like by bias kochim b'tumas aguf, there's an azhoga of lo yitamas machareyem. So we create a new azhoga over here also for achilas kochim b'tumas aguf through the gzeres shov. So since the whole azhoga for achilas kochim b'tumas aguf is based upon the gzeres shov, in other words, we're learning out the azhoga from the einish. We learn it out from the Onish. If not for the Onish of Krisus, we would never have known any Azhora. So we can say that the Azhora is learned out of the Onish. Well, since the Onish, Koris, can only possibly be La'achaz Rikaz Domi, as we said before, that Onish, Koris, for Achilas Kosher B'tumas Aguf will only come after it becomes Mutar B'Achila to Ta'irim. So it would then only become Chayiv Kores for the one who ate it b'tumas aguf. Therefore, if we had basar kochim, which is still before zrika, so we have no azhara at all for that kind of kochim. Kochim, which is still before zrika's domim, we have no azhara, because the whole azhara, according to Reish Lakish, is only based upon the gzeres shovah tumasa tumasai, because we learn out the azhara from the einish. Since there's an einish of kores by bias mikdash, and there's an einish of kores by achilas kochim betumas aguf, so just like over there it has an asorah, so over here we'll borrow the asorah also. But if there is no chiyuv kores, because it's still before zrikas domim, so we have no asorah either. So therefore Reish Lakish says, ain't it like, again, why? Kidatoni Badla. Asya Tumasi Tumasai. We learn out of the Gzera Shova, the whole Azhara is only learned out of the Gzera Shova Tumasi Tumasai. The Chikosav Ahu, and that Gzera Shova is only going, that Azhara is only going to be written La'acha Zrika after the Zrika's Domi, because only La'acha Zrika's Domi is there in Chiyuv Kokas. Al Koponi, the Kashi is on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says over here that we use the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo siga. It comes to teach me the isra achilas kochim b'tumas aguf even before zrikas domim. That for that also you get malchus. Now if that's so, then it must be then the azhora of achilas kochim b'tumas aguf lachas zrikas domim, which is the basic azhora that we were looking for, must come from some other place. So that's the kasha. How can you use the pasuk of Achol Kodesh Lo Siga, as we said yesterday, that we're using it for Achilas Kochim, the Azhor of Achilas Kochim and Tumas Aguf. If we see here from this memory in the Gemara that Reish Lakish uses the pasuk of Achol Kodesh Lo Siga to teach me Achilas Kochim and Tumas Aguf, lifnei zrika. So it means the more pashut the din, the more your fundamental din, the basic din of Achilas Kochim and Tumas Aguf, la'achas zrika, you must have learned some other place. So the kasha in the Gemara is, how can we learn both halachas out of one pasuk? Answers the Gemara, yes we do. Rabbi Yochanan learns taka both halachas of Achilas Kochim, Achazrikas Domim, which is the fundamental halacha, and then the Chiddush Dik halacha of Achilas Kochim, Lifnei Zrika, all out of the same pasuk. Because in Cain, if it wanted to teach me only the one fundamental halacha of Achilas Kodesh with Tumas Aguf Achas Rias Domim Leim Hakra Bekodesh Bekodesh Lo Siga or Bakodesh Lo Siga My Bechol Kodesh. The Chol Kodesh sounds like it's coming to be Marbe all forms of Kochim Betumas Aguf, both those which are Achazrikas Domim, on which there would be a Chiyuv Kodesh, and also that which is Kodem Zrikas Domim, on which there would only be a Lav and Malkus. Shmamino Tarta. Therefore we can learn out both, because it said, it didn't say Bekodesh Lesiga, but Bechol Kodesh is a Riboy, to tell me both forms of Kochim before Zrika and after Zrika. The Gemara now continues Gufa. The Gemara now comes and re-examines this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tomei she'ochal bosa kodesh lifnei Zrika. Now, at Tomei, someone is someone with Tumas Aguf, who ate bosa kochim before the Zrika's domim, Reish Lakish on Malaika, as we just said. Because he learns it out of the whole kodesh lesiga. The whole kodesh lesiga, even that which is before Zrika's domim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Leike, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Malkus, because the whole basis of the Azhorah from Rabbi Yochanan was only the Gzereshov of Tumasa Tumasa, and that's only where there was Koras, and the Azhorah is learned out of the Einish, and since there is no Einish Lifnei Zrika, there's no Azhorah either. Very good. Omar Abaye says Abaye, Mach Leike is Betumas Aguf, that the whole controversy between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is only where a person was Tumas Betumas Aguf and he ate the kochim before this Rikas Adomi. There you have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Where the person was Tomei Betumas Aguf, the kochim was not Tomei, and he ate it before this Rikas Adomi. Avo Betumas Boso, Divrei Hakol, Loikim. Let us explain this. There are two separate inyonim, two separate isurim, two separate parshas. In parshas Tzav, Perek, Zayin, Posig Yutes, we have the Azhora of Achilas Kochim Shinitmu. In other words, where the Bosor is Tomei, the person, the Oichel is Toh. It says, the Habosor Ashayiga Bechol Tomei. Where the Bosor became, where the Bosor Kochim touched Tomei, Tuma, Lo Yeochel. There's an Isar Achila on a person who is Toh to eat this Kochim which became Tomei. But Eishisov. Now, in connection with this Isur, there is no Chiyuv Kodesh. There is only an Isur Lav and a Malkus. In the following Pasuk, it talks about the other Isur. The Isur Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf. Hanefesh Ashatech Al Basok Mizevach Ashlomim Asher Lashem Betumasar Elof. And he is Tomei. And there it says V'nichaso Hanefesh Ahim Yamer. There is a Chayiv Kodesh. And also in the following Pasuk, Pasuk Chavalev, it says again that a person who eats Kochim Betumas Aguf, the Nichoso Anevashai Me'amel. So we have two parshas. One is called Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, and one is called Tumas Boso. Tumas Boso is where he is Toho, but the Boso is Tomei. With Tumas Boso, there's only a Lav, there's only Malkus. With Tumas Aguf, there's a Chiyuv Kochim. Now we just found out in this Gemara that when we're talking about Kochim Betumas Aguf, Lifnei Zrika, before the Zrika is Domi, there certainly will be no chiyuv koretz, but will there at least be a lav? That's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. On Abaye says Abaye machlokes betumas aguf, but that whole machlokes is only by tumas aguf. Now it was only in Tzukim Chof and Chof Aleph, where there's achilas kochim betumas aguf. There's a machlokes if it was still before Zrika whether there's going to be a lav or not. But in Pasuk Yutes, where it talks about Tumas Boso, Avo Tumas Boso, Divrei Hakol Loike, there everybody, meaning even Rabbi Yochanan, who says there's no Malkus for Achilles Kochi Betumas Haguf before Zrika, he will be murdered, that there will be Malkus for Achilles Kochi Betumas Boso before Zrika. Again, after Zrika, everybody is murdered also, that there's Malkus. That says Mafurish in the Pasuk, Pasuk Yutes. That's what it talks about. Pasuk which became Tomei, and it's after Zrika, and were it not Tomei, people who were Tahorim could eat it. So now, being that it's Tomei, there's going to be a lav if you eat it. That's after Zrika. But what would be the din before Zrika? It doesn't say in the Pasuk. Comes Abaye, and it says Abaye, that even though there's a machloikis regarding Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, regarding Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, before Zrika, but over here there would be no machlok. Everybody. It means even Rabbi Yochanan would be murdered that you get Malkus. Divra HaKolok. Why? Because Dom Amar, so is Gerus the Bach. Dom Amar, Vahaboso, Lerabbis Eitzim, Ulevona. Because at the end of that very same Pasuk you test, it says Vahaboso, Kol Tohor Yochaboso. Now, the Vahaboso is an extra word. It could have said, Kol Tohor Yochaboso. We will have those necessary limudim out of that Pasuk, Kol Tohor Yochaboso, as we mentioned before. That it has to be Davka Nita Letahorim, has to be Nita Rachila, in order to be Chayiv Kohasa. But what's the extra word again, Vahaboso? So the Gemara Dalshins, the Habosa Larabas Eitzim Vilavona, that not only Bosa Kochim, that becomes Tome, is there a lot, and we get Malkus for it. And not only Bosa Kochim, not only the meat of Kochim, that if somebody ate a Betumas Aguv, you get a Chiyuv Kores, but even Eitzim Vilavona, the Habosa is an extra word. We already know Bosa Yechayiv Kores on it. What is vehabosa again? To be marbe, not only the meat of the korban, but even the eitzim and the levona. That part which is not edible, which is on the mizbeach, the eitzim and the levona, the labanei achilininu, they're normally not edible. They're not edible. Vafilochochi ravinu ko. Nevertheless, the Torah is marbe from the haboso, even eitzim and levona. That means even inedible. Even inedible things are also going to be chayiv on achilas kochim betumo, or if the kochim is tome, you'll be chayiv malchus, or if the person is tome, you'll be chayiv kochus. Now the zahabos comes to be marba, even those things which are not b'nei achila also going to be considered like kochim, like basa kochim that are b'nei achila. And Rashi explains that even the chiddush of this is a gevaldik chiddush, because only eichlim makabel tumah. Eitzim levona, not mekabel tuma. Another thing, kabbalah's tuma can only come once the muksha lekabel tuma, and these are not. Whenever muksha lekabel tuma, it has to be muksha by one of the sheva mashkin. And these never had hachshava lekabel tuma. But there's the din of chibas hakodesh machshavta, that even those things that normally would not be mekabel tuma, either because they were not muksha lekabel tuma, or be even greater chiddush, that they're be'etzim, not things that are normally mekabel tuma. Eitzim levona, not mekabel tuma. Nevertheless, the habosa comes to be marbe, that they also will be mekabel tuma. And if somebody ate the betumas haguf, also the bichayv kores. So what Abai is saying, since we have such a gevaldik chiddush that is learned out of the safe pasuk over here, the habosa kol toyo habosa, that tells me even non-edible things are also going to be included in the parsha of tumas boso and also tumas haguf. So therefore, says Abaye, that even Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that normally there is not going to be an azhore for achilas kochim betumas haguf lifnei zrika, but over here he's going to be murdered. That betumas boso is going to be alive. Now boso kol toyo chaboso comes to be marbe even things which are not bnei achila. Abaye, things which are not yet nita la'achila, like boso lifnei zrika, which is not yet muta ba'achila, because it's still before zrika, shouldn't be worse than those things which are entirely not b'nei achila. If a haboso comes to be marba eitzim levona, which are entirely not b'nei achila, they're not edible, certainly it should come to be marba boso kochim lifnei zrika, which is not yet nita la'achila, which has not yet come to the madrega of being muta l'tahirim, not muta la'achila. That's certainly not worse than something which is not edible altogether. If we include something which isn't edible altogether, certainly something which is not yet nita l'tahirim, not yet muta b'achila, should certainly be included in the iser of achila. So here we have at iser of the Torah that tells me that eating kochim betumas boso is going to be included even things which are not roi l'achila. Certainly we should include the kochim which are before zrika. So therefore, Abaye says that even Rabbi Yochanan will be maiden, that the kochim that are tomei betumas boso are going to be divra hakol, like everybody's going to agree that you get malchus. The Rav Omar, have a Rav succumbs and differs with Abaye. He says machloek is betumas haguf. He agrees that the only machloek is between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish is betumas haguf. That if he kochim betumas haguf before zrika, whether there's malchus or not. But Avol Betumas Boso, he holds the opposite.
Exactly.
That even Resh Lakish who says you get Malkis, and when you eat Basar Kachim Betumas Aguf before Zrika, but Abu Betumas Basar. But if you eat Basar with your stomach, the beat made of the Kachim is stomach before Zrika, the Divrahakol ain't a Lakish. Then everybody agrees that you don't get Malkis. I mean, even Resh Lakish holds that you get Malkis. If you eat Kachim Betumas Aguf before Zrika, he'll be murdered. That if you eat Kachim Betumas Basar with Zrika, you don't get Malkis. Ask the Gemara my time, why not? Answers the Gemara, Kivin to Lo Karine Beva to Masa, I love Vindichasa. Lo Karine Beva, Bosa, Shayiga, Bechol Tome, Lo Yeoch. It means like this. If you look at the Bashasa Perak Zain, you find that these two Isurim, that means, the Achilles Kochim, Betumas Bosa, in which there is a love, and you get Malkus. And the Isur, Achilles Kochim, Betumas Aguf, in which you get Chorus, appear next to each other in Tubsukim. Says Rove that we make a hekesh between the two psukim that the iser v'achilas kochim bar tumas bosa is mukash to the iser of achilas kochim b'tumas aguf, which is written in the very next pasuk, and just of achilas kochim b'tumas aguf, what the pasuk over there is talking about the einish of koras can only be. The Anish, of course, can only be after Zrika. So therefore, Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, which written the prior Pasuk, can only be the Azhora, that love that you can Malkus, or only Lach Azrika. It's a simple matter of a Hekesh, that we can make a Hekesh between the two Isurim. The Isur of Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa is Mukesh to the Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, and Tumas Aguf, the Pasuk Chov is talking about the Kochim Betumas Aguf, where you get Kochis, which is only after Zrika. So therefore, Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, which is talked about the Pasuk before, where there's a lav, and you get Malkus also only after Zrika. Therefore, everybody's made it that Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa. Lifnei Zrika, we have no Pasuk for it. We have no Pasuk for it. Therefore, you get no Malkus. Divrei Hakol made that you don't get Malkus. So we have a Machlokes between Abaye and Rav. Rav says that we have a Hekesh between the Psukim, that the Pasuk which comes to teach me the Issa of Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, the love of Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, the Azhora, is to be compared to the next Pasuk, where we talk about Achilas Kochim Betumas Aguf, where there is Chiyuv Koras. And just like there can't be Chiyuv Koras unless it's La'ach Azrika, because it has to be first Anita L'Tahirim, and then Chayovim Olam Mishum Tuma. But if it wasn't Mutter B'Achilat to Tahirim, it wouldn't be any Chiyuv for Tmeim either. Therefore, the Isra in the earlier Pasuk of Azhara, of Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, where there's only a lav, is only also after Zrika. So for Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa, Lifnei Zrika, says Rava, we have no Pasuk at all to forbid it. Therefore, Rava says, Divrei Hakol, Enolak. However, Abaye holds that we don't have such a Hekesh. He doesn't hold of such a Hekesh. Therefore, he holds the opposite. That even though we have a machlokes of Yochanan Resh Lakish in Achilas Bosa Betumas Aguv Lifnei Zrika, whether it's like or not, but Kula Alma will be murdered. And Achilas Kochim Betumas Bosa Lifnei Zrika will certainly get Malkus. Why? Because there we have an extra riboy from the word Habosa, which comes to be Malba, even those things which are not Bnei Achila. Certainly they're going to be Malba, those things which are not yet Nita Lachila. The only question is, how does Rava answer that point that Abaye makes, that we have a special drosha that comes from Habosa to be Marbe to Melevina? That's Lechura, Akasha on Rava. Abaye's position will be Akasha on Rava. What is Rava going to do with that drosha? Habosa, Larabe Seitz to Melevina. After all, it does come to be Marbe those things that are not Bnei Achilos. So it certainly should come to be Marbe those things that are not yet permitted Litaherim Ba'achilos. So once again, Abaye's point is a kasha on Rav. Answers the Gemara Hocha B'mayas Kinin, Kigon Shekotshu Bekli, Denasu Kimi Shekovu Komatirov. In order to understand the Gemara's Teretz, we must refer to Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis. The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis discusses the Pasuk in Parshas Emma, which also is a makor, is a source for the halacha that ochol kochi betumas haguf yechayiv koras. In other words, this is a third pasuk, a third source for the chiyuv koras by kochim if you eat the betumas haguf. In Parshas Emor Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Emor Aleim L'Derosechem Kol Ish Asher Yikrav Mikol Zarachem El HaKadoshim Asher Yagdishu B'nei Yisrael L'Hashem V'Tumos Olov. It's talking about someone who eats kochim and he has tumah on himself, tumah zaguf. It says, V'nichuzo HaNevashahim L'Fona Ani Hashem. Now over there, the Pasuk doesn't say Asher Yoichal. The Pasuk expresses itself, Asher Yikrav Mikol Zarachem El HaKadoshim. He will bring himself closer to the kochim. And the Gemara explains that this must mean achila, because there is no such chiyuv koris for anything else besides achilas kochim betumas aguf. There's no iser koris for being netame kochim betumas aguf. If he touched kochim while he was tame, the worst that could be is a lab, but there is no koris. So when the Pasuk says over here that there's a chiyuv koris for asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakadoshim, it must mean, the Gemara says that it must mean achila. And here's a third pasuk, therefore, that says achilas kochim betumas aguf is choros. The question only is, why Taka does it use the lashon asher yikrav mikol zarachem instead of saying the lashon achila? Says the Gemara in Daf Memhei Amud Beis, Omer Rabbi Elazar, v'chi yesh nogea shuchayev el ma tam el loymer yikrav behuchshar bosol lihikorev, that in order to be chayev koris v'achilas bosol kochim betumas aguf, it had to have been kochim, which already was huchshar likor, was prepared for hakrov. Okay, Tzad, what does that mean? If we're talking about yesh lamatirin, if we're talking about kochim that has matirin, that means if we're talking about basar kochim akorban, which is going to be eaten, and there is something that's going to be matir itlach to be eaten, that means this rikas domim is considered a matir. The zrika is a matir for the basar kochim. Then mishikov matir. Then it has to be after the zrika. Asher Yikrav comes to teach me that he has to be hukshar likor. He has to already gone through that stage where it was already prepared for the next stage of korva. Now, if there's achila, then the zrikas dom is called hukshar likor. That's called mishikor humatirov. Then it's matirov. That's matir. It was already taken care of. The zrika was already done. But what about those things such as keteres? Or here, eitzim ilavona, that are kochi, but they do not have matirim because they're not eaten. So what about those things? Mishiyekodash bikli. In order to be chayev koris, or achila of those things, it has to have gone through the step called kiddush kli. That means they have to have been already put into a kli shoris and prepared to be brought onto the mizbeach. In order to be brought onto the mizbeach, they have to first be put in a kli shoris. Once they were put in the kli shoris, then we called it huchshar likoreh. Then we fulfill the posik asher yikra mikol zarachem. So the posik in Parshas Emor is coming to tell me this chiddush, that chiyuv koris for achilas kochim betumas aguf is only going to be upheld when that thing which you're going to be eating has already been prepared through that stage called huchshar likoreh. If it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, that means it's an oichel, it's a korban that you can eat, it's basar kochim. That's called a dovah sheyesh lematirin. It has a matir, that means the zrika. That's after the zrika. But if it's a dovah she'ein lematirin, that means something that's not edible, like teres and eitzim and levaina, there you need kiddush kli. The huchshar likorev is with kiddush kli. The kiddush kli takes the place of the zrika by echlin. This is something that is nikav al mizbeach. In order to be nikav al mizbeach, has to have first kiddush kli. And the kiddush kli, by these things which are not edible, is exactly the same as the zrika by something which is edible. So the Gemara is saying over here that hocha b'mayaskin, and when we say this din over habosa comes to be marba eitzim elavona, and even something which is not edible can also have the din of achilas kochim betumas bosa or achilas kochim betumas haguf. In other words, if they were tamei, there's an isa achilas kochim betumas bosa, and if you were tamei, then it's achilas kochim betumas haguf. On Eitzim Elavona also, but that's Dafka. What Eitzim Elavona are we talking about when we say Vabosa comes to be mal by Eitzim Elavona? It comes to be mal from that Eitzim Elavona which already went through the Kedushas Kli, which means which already had their Zrikas Domim. The Kedush Kli takes the place of Zrikas Domim. They already had their Korvu Matirot. Therefore, their Taka is going to be Chayiv, Koris of Yitav, Ketumas Aguf. And they're going to be also included in Isa Kochim, Betumas Boso. Therefore, Rav answers Abaye, what are you asking me, Akasha? that we have this din of Abbas and Rabbas Eitzim Levana. Therefore, we should say we should also include in the Isra of Achilles Kosher Betumas Basa, even Basa before Zrikas Domin. That's not true. Because the whole din of Rabbas Eitzim Levana is talking about Eitzim Levana, which is tantamount to after Zrikas Domin. And you can't learn from Eitzim Levana that is after Zrikas Domin, regarding din which will affect Bottle that is not yet nita l'taherim because before zrikas dom. So again, what's the Gemara say? Hachav ma'eskinin should go chikotchu b'kli. The etzim levana that we're talking about over here, that we're saying the rabba is etzim levana that is going to be also included in the isurim of kochim b'tumah. That's after kiddush kli. The nasa kemishi kovu komatirov. Kiddush kli makes it as if it had its zrika. Takes the place of the Rika. That not like we learn a Mishnah Mila. All those things that are eaten, and you have to have a matter before they're eaten, like Bosa Kochim, which has Rika, or Menachos, which has the Kremitz, then we should call them Matirov. Then you have to wait till there's Rika, or that the Kremitz is bought. But Kosher Eila Matirin, Mishikodash Bikli, but if they're those things that they have no Matirim, they're not, means they're not Necholim, then they're Krovim. They brought itself on the Mizbeach. They're not going to be eaten by a person, but there's Achilas Mizbeach, the Nikovim Le Mizbeach. Then there they're going to have Mishikodesh B'Kli. So we see that Kiddush Kli for things that are not eaten is the same as Rika for those things that are eaten. Let us continue the Gemara. Itmo. Hamale Evre Behemo Tmeo Gabia Mizbeach. If a person went ahead and brought onto the Mizbeach Evorim of Susim and Gmalim, horses, camels, onto the Mizbeach, behemoth Tmeah. Reish Lokashom Eloike, Reish Lokashom, you get Malkus for it. V'Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Ein Eloike, Rabbi Yechanan says you don't get Malkus. Reish Lokashom Eloike, you get Malkus because it says in the Torah, it says, Min Aboko U'min Atzoim Takrivo. The Torah tells you to bring the Korbanos from behemoths that are Tehoros. Tehoroin, Tmeah Eloike. The love, Abba Michal Eset, Lekin Olof, says Reish Lokish. Since we can infer from the mitzvahs, I say, of Minabokim and Atzain Takrivu, that you should bring Davke Tehero, that if you brought the mayor, you're going to get Malkis, because it's a lav abo mechal eser, and a lav abo mechal eser, like no lav. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says, I also agree with you that the mokor for the requirement to bring Karbonos from Davke Behemos, that the Tehero is also from the Pasuk Minabokim and Atzain Takrivu. But ain't like it enough. You're not going to get Malkus if you brought it from behemoth to mayor. Why? Because lav abo mechal eser. All it is only a lav that's inferred from eser. And ain't like it enough. You don't get Malkus from a lav which is inferred from an eser. Moshev Rabbi Yirmiya. Ask Rabbi Yirmiya akasha from a braise on Reish Lokish. It says in the parsha Bacholos Asurim, it says Oysa Techelu. In connection with the Minim Teherim, Mafrezes Parso, and Shosha says, it says Oysa Techelu, those Minim, that Minim you should eat. And we can infer from that, v'loy behemoth tmeah. And not, you should not eat from behemoth tmeah. And Rashi explains that the Bereisa over there in Makis elaborates and says, and how do you know there's going to be a losis also? Besides this Isra that comes from the Bosuk at Osa Techelu, how do we know there's also a lot? Because the Bereisa says, because it also says, achazeh losich. It refers to those meaning that you're not supposed to eat. But from the Pasuk of Osa Techelu, you wouldn't know a lot because the lav abo mechal eseh is only an assay. So here we see from a braise, like Rabbi Yochanan and not like a shlokish. Omel Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yom the Batachlife, Asbar Eloch. He answers, I'll explain to you. The ever behemah tamea to kula amel loy pliga. Everybody's made it. That a behemah tamea that you bring on to the Mizbeach, everybody's going to agree that it's only going to be an Isra assay and you're not going to get Malkus. Reish Lakish will also agree. There's no Malkus for bringing Evra Behemoth to Me'al Gabi Mizbeach, because there's only an Isar say. Keep Liga Bechai. However, the Machlok is going to be with a Chai. If you're going to bring a Vorim of a Chai on the Mizbeach. V'hoch Yitman, this is the way we learn. Rabbi Yechon Noma, Oivar Ba'asei. Rabbi Yechon says you're going to violate an Isar say. What's the Asay? Abin Abokim and Atun Takrivu. Tell us that Tavki Behemoth you're supposed to bring, not a Chai. But Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish is going to say, "Ain over b'le klum." Reish Lakish is going to say that you're not violating anything, even an Isra say. Rabbi Yechon Amar, "Well, we say behema ain chayalei." Reish Lakish Amar, "Ain over b'le klum." Why? Because Ahu lemitzvah. Reish Lakish will learn that when it says "Bamin Abokim and Atzinta Grivu," it's not even an Isra say. It's only a mitzvah to bring Bokor and Son. But if you wish to bring chai, you're allowed to. You have a reshus to do it. When it says, it's only the mitzvah that you're supposed to bring behema. But if you wish to bring chai, you're allowed to. So according to Rabbi Yom Batachlifa, we have a machlokes, a shlokish, a biyechanan, the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that you're going to be over an asay if you brought chaya, and the shlokish says you're not going to be over anything, you're not going to violate anything. Because when the pasuk says, menabokim not sent a chivu, it's only mitzvah. Rashi has the kasha. If so, why is it that by Ma'ala Be'em, Evra Be'em, and Temeya, that Reish Lokish is going to say that there's definitely an Isra Asay? It says, by Evra Be'em, and Temeya, Kula Alma Le Pliga, that there's going to be an Isra Asay. Why don't we say by Evra Be'em, and Temeya also, maybe it's only that the Hira is only the mitzvah, but the Rishus, we also have to bring Be'em, and Temeya. So Rashi answers that we know from another Mokah. Because there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Mashki Yisrael, only Minamutu Yisrael. Now that which you bring in the Kol on the Mizbeach can only be something which a Yisrael can eat privately, B'chulin also. Something that you can't eat even B'chulin, you can't bring on the Mizbeach. So that we know there's an Isra Hasei. But the Machlokes will be with Chaya, the Chaya Gabi Behema, whether it's a Rashus to bring Chaya on the Behema or not. So what the Gemara now is going to bring a Kasha from a Braisa on a Reish Lokish, that we are going to see that you cannot bring Chaya Gabi Abahema, that it's also, there is no reshus to do it. Moisiv Rova. Rova has the Kashma Braisa. There's a Braisa like this. Ilu Nema Koven Lashem Behema. Had it not said, Min Aboko Min Atzen Takrivu. It just would have said like this. Bring a Koven Lashem from a Behema. Didn't say Boko Atzen. Then how you say Ema, Chaya Becha Behema. When it's used in the Russian Behema, Chaya can be included in Behema. Kinyan Shinema, like we find, in Parshas Re, when it talks about Machminin Tahirim, it says, those are Behema Shatechlu. These are the animals that you can eat. Shor, Se, Kvosim, the Se, Izim, and then it says, Ayol, Svivi, Achmo. So it mentions Chaya included in the Parsha when it talks about Behema. So I would therefore say Chaya is Bechal Behema. Talmud Lema, but therefore it says in the Parsha of Yev Kabonis, Book of Atzei, that you have to bring Book of Atzei. So Bok of Atzei no matter the Chava Loi Chaya. But you can't bring Chaya. Dafke Bok of Atzei. But Yochol, I would think. Lo Yochol, you let Lechatchil, you shouldn't bring Chaya. But Vim Hevi, Kosher, but if you brought Chaya, it would be all right. Why would I think that? Because Olam Ozeh Doima, what is it compared to? Le Talmud, Shom Aloi Rabba. A teacher told his Talmud, Havei Luchitim, bring me wheat, Vehevi, Lechitim, Vesa'erim, and he brought him wheat and barley. She'enu kamavel advarav, I would think this is not violating the words of the Rebbe. Elu kamosiv advarav, he's just simply doing more than the Rebbe told him to do. He's adding to the words of the Rebbe. And I would think therefore kosher. Now here the Shita Mechbetza asks the question, and a daimen nid in the raya. Because had he brought takya, in addition he brought takhaya, then you could say, it's like this case, this mushul of a Talmud bringing chitim and seichim. But here he only brought chaya. We're talking about a case of a male evre chaya al gabi mizbeach. Only Chai, he didn't bring a Behema with a Chai. Therefore, he is violating the words of the Rebbe. So, Shin Bukabetz's answer is no, because here we're talking about Kavonis Nedova. So, when it says, Menabokim and Atzen Takrivu, Chodesh Bov is not even asking for the Boker Tzon. He says, if you wish to bring a Kavon, bring it from Boker Tzon. So, he went ahead and said, Boker Tzon, he brought Chai. So, he's not over al Divrei Rabba, he's most of al Divrei Rabba. And therefore, I would think, as the Bride says, the Kosher would be Kosher. Talmud Leimau. Says the Braise, Book of Atzen, it says a second time Book of Atzen. Since it said a second time Book of Atzen in that Parsha, there it comes to show me a Hakboda that a Kodesh Baruch only wants Book of Atzen. Book of Atzen, Amalti Lecha, Veloi Chaya. Now it says with clearly that, no, I don't want Chaya. Olam Ezadova Daime, what is this compared to? The Talmud, Shomalei Rabbi, Al Tovili Elochitim. If a rabbi told the Talmud, only bring me wheat. Don't bring me anything but wheat. And he went ahead and brought wheat and barley. You can't say he is now adding to the words of the rabbi because the rabbi is very explicit. Here you can say it's as if he were violating the words of the rabbi. Here we go to Amud Beis. And therefore, for sure, when he brings the additional Korban, it would be possible. So when he brings a Chaya, therefore, after it said Book of Atzen twice, his Chaya is not accepted at all. Avada, there's going to be an Issa to bring Chaya Gabin Mizbeach. So Tiyufta Reish Lakish Tiyufta. This Braise is a very clear contradiction to the words of Reish Lakish, who says that an Oiva Boy Klum, and he has a Reshus to bring a Chaya. Here it says Mefurish in the Braise that he cannot bring a Chaya. The Gemara now continues by quoting the Mishnah. For Kulon Shi Kiblu, as Adam Chutzl, Zman Chutzl, Mekaymai, the Mishnah said that if all these Sulim that were mentioned before, all those who are posel la'avodah, those who we said would be kosher for shechita, but the posel for kabbalah. If they made kabbalah, said the Mishnah, then if nothing has been done, and therefore another kohen, a kosher kohen, can come afterwards and make a kabbalah from the blood that is left over in the neck of the behemoth, and make a new kabbalah and continue on with the kohen. Yachzar kosher v'yikabel. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now brings the following shaila. Boy minei Reish Lakish mei b'yechana. We learned in the Mishnah that if a apostle made a kabbalah, but what would be if the apostle made a kabbalah in a zrika? He went ahead and he made the zrika also. He completed the avoda with the zrika. So apostle ma'u shiyasa shirai. Once he made the zrika also, will it make the blood that's left over in the neck of the behemoth shirai that we couldn't say yachzar kosher v'yikabel, that a new kohen kosher could come and make a new kabbalah? Now, if we only made kabbalah, that says mefurish in the Mishnah. A kabbalah alone does not make the blood in the behemoth that's left over in the neck of the behemoth shirayim to be considered ineligible for a zrika, because it was as if nothing was done. The kabbalah alone, he did nothing. But if the apostle made a kabbalah and a zrika together, that's the shail over here. That's the way Rashi explains the shail. In kibul v'zorach, he made zrika also, then ma'u shiyasa shirayim, will that relegate the blood that's left over in the neck of the behemoth and the tzaval behemoth shirayim? And you can't use shirayim to do the zrika. Omalei, so he answered as follows. Eng, this is the Gil Sabach, Eng the Chazrika Oise Shiraim Elo Chutz Lezmanu V'Chutz L'Mkoyma. The only Zrika Psula, that means the only Zrika from Apostle that is going to make the blood Shiraim is going to be the Zrika that is done with a Machsheves Pigel or a Machsheves Apostle of Chutz Lezmanu V'Chutz L'Mkoyma. Why? Hoyu Umeratze L'Pigulay. Since that Zrika is going to affect the Pigel. In other words, pigel will never become pigel until there was a zrika. The Gemara says, "Karzoas kosher kein hatzoras posel." That in order for a posel to accomplish his goal of making the behema posel or pigel, there has to be that step which would make the behema the korban a kosher korban if it were not pigel. That means zrika. So zrika has to take place in both. In order for it to become pigel, it has to have zrika. So since the zrika is effective to make it pigel, therefore the zrika will be considered as an act of consequence to make that which is left over in the tzava behemah shirayim, and you no longer can salvage the situation. But stam, an avoda, a zrika, kabbalah and a zrika from apostle, from all the psulim that we mentioned before, will not relegate the dam as shirayim. Now, Rav Zvid mas nohoche. Rav Zvid learned the shaila like this. He didn't learn the shaila by Adam posul mahu shiyasi shirayim, but kos posul mahu shiyasi shirayim. It means like this. If after the kabbalah had done in the klishores, he took the klishores, the kos, outside of the azorah, and it becomes posul. Because if the dam goes out of the azorah, it becomes posul b'yotze. Then he brought it back and he makes zrika. So the question is, mahu shiyasi shirayim? Will that zrika from a kos posel make the blood shirayim and will not be able to salvage it with yachzar kosher v'yikabel? Or do we say no, that the kos posel will not make it shirayim? Omalei, so he answered him. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, posel gufe mai svirah. What do you hold the din will be by posel gufe? In other words, why don't you ask me the shaila by the posel, by the person himself? Why are you asking me the shaila by kos posel? Because the same thing will apply by posel, as it applies by kos posel. Because he posel mashma shirayim. If the posel himself makes shirayim, then kos posel not mashma shirayim. Then the zrika from a kos posel will make shirayim. But he posel, if the posel himself making a zrika is posel himself mashma shirayim, then kos posel not mashma shirayim. It's not going to be any different with the kos posel. And since Rabbi Yochanan already said that ain't the chalitz shirayim alchutz is man alchutz mekayim alhalom meratz lepigula, that stam a posel ain't the shirayim. So over here with kos posel also ain't the shirayim. Now the Gemara goes on and brings up yirmiyim edifne mas nehochi. He brings an entirely different kind of a shaila. Boy minei abaya merabba. Then abaya asks the following shaila, which is a different shaila from rabba. The shaila was like this: kos mahu shiyase es chaverai. Dichoy or Shirai? A Kohen who was mekabel the blood of a Korban Chatas, instead of in one kose he used several koses. But he made the Zrika on the Kohen Samizbeach only from one kose. So kose Maushiyaseh Chavehai. What does the use of one kose do to the other koses which were unused? Do we say that the other koses will have the din of Dichoy? Or will have the din of Shirai? Now, what's the nafkimin if it's called Dichoy Shirai? The nafkimin is like this. The Torah says, V'skol Adam Yishbach Yesod HaMizbeach, that the blood that's left over from this Rika should be poured down to the Yesod HaMizbeach. That means that's the Shirai, the blood that's left over in that case. But what about the other blood? The other blood that was never even brought out into the cases. The blood that's still in the animal. That's poured down the Amma. There's a drain in the Azorah that takes all the excess blood from the animal. That has nothing to do with the shirayim of the blood. That's called excess blood, which is dochui. This was pushed off altogether. It was dachi biyadayim. We never have a meaning that she was going to be a part of this rika. So that's poured down the Amma. So the question is over here. Here you were makabel the blood in several cases, but the zrika was only made from one of the cases. Now, do we consider the other cases as if they are also shirayim? After all, they were mekabel, they were mekabel in a kli, and could have been used for the zrika, and therefore should be considered shirayim, should be poured down into the yesod hamizbeach. Or shall we call them like the blood that's still in the animal, that it's dochui, and therefore should pour down the oma? Omalei, so he answered him, plukted the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbona. That is a machlokes of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbona in the Braise, the tiny as we learn. Lamaila. In the first parsha of Chatas Nosi, it says, Es Doma Yishbach. It says, its blood should be poured down to the Yesod HaMizbeach. Lamato, in the second parsha, in the Chatas Yochid, it says, Es Kol Doma Yishbach. All its blood should be poured down. So how are we Mikayim both Sukkim? So the Gemara Braise is like this. The Minai in the Chatas, Shekibul Doma, Ba'arba Koses. How do we know that by Korban Chatas where you made a kabbal in four different koses, and each kose was used for one of the zrikas, in the Kamas HaMizbeach was made from each one of the four, so that each one of them now are going to have a din of shirayim? How do we know that nishpochim liyaseid, in other words, that they have a din of shirayim and not duchuyim? Talmud Loimeve es kol doma yishpach. That's what the pasuk of es kol doma yishpach comes to teach me. Yochol, I would think, however, nosan arba matonis mikos echot, that if you only use one of the four cases for yizrika, I would think you kula nishbachim liyisod. I would think also in such a case we would consider the other three as shirayim. Talmud Loimeve es domai. That is that pasuk that tells me that sometimes only part of the blood is poured down to the yisod. Part of the blood is considered shirayim. Ketzat. Who nishbach liyaseid, the hay nishbachim l'omah. That case which the zrika was made from, that's considered shirayim. But the other three from which the zrika was not made from, they're considered dichui, and they're poured down the omah. But that holds the Tanakam. For Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says differently. Menayin l'chatos shekibul doma v'arba koses. L'chatos, that had used four cases for Kabbalah Saddam. But Vinosidal Matonis Mikes Echad, but all the Zrikas were done only from one of the cases. How do we know Shikul and Ishbach and Yisod that they all have a din of Shirayim? Talmud Loi Medes Kol Doma Yishbach, that Pasul is Kol Doma Yishbach comes to be marked with such a case, with the three other cases which wasn't used for the Zrika, but they're still called Shirayim. I, Vehoksiv, as Doma Yishbach, which Pasuk teaches me that there is a case where when you have unused blood that is considered dochoy and it's not to be considered shirayim to be poured into the yisayit, Omar Vashi, ha'ulu me'uti shirayim shemitzava behemo. The Ez Doma Yishbo comes to teach me that blood which is still nitzava behemo, that's dichoy. That blood is never considered shirayim. That blood will go pour down to the Amo in the Azorah. Because that blood never had even a Kabbalah. There was never a half a minute to make zrik on that blood. Therefore, that's going to be called dichoy. But the blood which was in the kaisis, that all that blood will be considered shikai. The Gemara now continues by bringing the sefer of the Mishnah. Kibbal HaKosher V'Nosan L'Posel. In the sefer of the Mishnah, we have three cases where there was a Kabbalah, a proper Kabbalah, but then it was given to a apostle. Where there was a proper Kabbalah in the right hand put into a left hand. And there was a proper Kabbalah in a Klishokos but put into a Klichol. The din is the same in all of these three cases, that you go back to the way it was before and it's not considered a Havsokah in the Halach. In other words, you give it back to the kosher, you put it back to the right hand, and put it back to the klishokos, and it's not considered hafsokah. So what do you need all three We understand that if there was Avsok, it's not going to affect anything as long as it's corrected and put back the way it was before. It says the Gemara of Tzricha, we need all three cases. The Yash means in Posel. The Mishnah only told me the first din of Posel, Havamina, my Posel, what does Posel mean, Atome? And Atome, he has a Maila because the Chosel Avodah Sibyl. A Kohen Tome can do the Avodah in the time when everybody is Tome. Therefore, I would think that's not a Havsukah. Therefore, it would be all right if you gave it back to the kosher. I was small, but if a person was a Makabal on the right hand, put it into the left hand is never good. Therefore, I would think it's called Havsukah. Therefore, I have to tell me that left hand is also good. The Yashmin is small, I know the din of small, the Islay Hashem will be able to keep it. Small, one day a year, small is good. In the case of Kafa Machta, one is in the right hand, one is in the left hand. So you see, use the left hand for the Avodah. I would think, therefore, that the small is not called Havsok, but I have a Klichol, but if I use the Klichol after the Kabbalah in the Kli, Kodesh, I put in Klichol, I would think Klichol is going to be considered Havsok. Therefore, I have to tell me the din of Klichol. But the Yashmin and Kalichol, if he would tell me only the din of Kalichol, that's not considered a Avsok, I would say for sure, because the Chos of the Kedushinu, because you can always be Makdish a Kalichol, make it a Klishoris. Abu Hanoch, but the others, I would say no. They're Abdulim that cannot be rectified. Emelo, I would say it couldn't help me. Tzricha, therefore you need all three. Ask the Gemara. They're a heavy Dichoy. The truth of the matter is, we have to understand this halacha of the Sefer of the Mishnah. We'll have a dichoy. If the halacha is interrupted with something that is indeed possible, we have a klal called shenira v'nidche shuvenenira. If there was something that could possible here, how can it get back to a kosher state? Amalei Ravina v'Ravashi, Ravina v'Ravashi, Hocham Ravim yamedifte mishmeda rove. That homani, you know who this Mishnah comes out like? Chonan amitzrihi, the last lady dichoy that ain't a chanami. If the town of the Mishnah Taka holds the din of Dihui and Echanami, it wouldn't be good over here. Since it was erupted, this halacha was interrupted with a posel, the psul, it couldn't be corrected anymore. But the town of our Mishnah is Tchonen Amitzrihu. The less they Dihui, and he doesn't hold of Dihui. The town, like we learned in Abraise and Yuma, that there are three mandomrim over there. That one holds that Afilu Balachayim Nidoch. If you already made the Hagrola, you already made the lottery, which is the Soil Hashem, which is the Soil Azazel. And then one of them died. So the first Mandama holds, you have to make a new Hagrola, you have to take two new Seirim and make a new Hagrola because Afilu Balachayim Nidoch, and since one died, the other one is also disqualified. Comes to the other Mandama and says, no. As long as they're still alive, we say, Ain Balachayim Nidoch. And the Hagrola is Amahakiv, therefore you just bring another one and you match it up with the other Soil. But if you already shechted the Soil Hashem and you already have the blood in the curse, and then the Soil Azazel died, then you have to pour out that curse and you have to start over again with new because the Shchutim Nidoch comes Chanan Amitzri and says even a bigger Chiddush, even if you have the blood of the Soil Hashem already in the curse, and then the Soil Azazel died, all you have to do is bring another seal and match it up with this curse, because we don't hold of Dichui. So this Mishnah, our Mishnah is going to hold like Chanan HaMitzri doesn't hold of Dichoy. But Eino Chanami, if you hold of Dichoy, the din will be in our Mishnah that will be possible.